Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
People say,
there's no one like you.
I'm so glad
there's no God that's
you made me let down before.
Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no one like him. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, on What's the Word for Thursday? A woman speak now. Amen. All glory be to God. All honor be to God. And all praises be to God. And family, we honor our Pastor E, our family, the head over this line that allows us as women to come to this line. And we can share the true living word of God. Amen, family? Family, tonight, I'm going to say, we thank God. We thank God for this day, another day. I always say another day he has given us to rejoice over the world circumstances for sure, and to rejoice over our. I thank God for you all right now on this line. And I thank God for those that may come later in the archives. And I always say, beautiful family. Beautiful family means we are all beautifully made by God. Jesus. We thank him. Amen. Family, but get your Bibles tonight. Get your Bibles. If you have the paperback Bible, get those. If you have the app, get those too. Because it's time that the Lord's going to use me to share this word. Amen. Beautiful family. When you think about that, we are his masterpieces. He molds us and he transforms us and shapes us into the likeness of Christ through his word. No God like this. He's an amazing God. Amen, family? Family, you know, the Lord gives me a word. But tonight I have multiple words. It's going to be like two parts. And it's families that do the will of God, walks and operates in a forgiving spirit. And you can put in that parentheses, at all times. Amen. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you, say thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for who you are. Father, for who you are and whom we serve and whom we are, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, through your word connecting us as family, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the peace you give us, the peace in our spirits, Father, in this unsettled world. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we continue to focus on you. We continue to dig deep in your word and seek more of your word and seek more of your knowledge and more of your wisdom. Father, your word, you tell us to pray without ceasing. Father, I pray that we continue to pray. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we take the prayers off us. And we pray, Father, if we see anything in the world that's going on, Father, we stop what we're doing right now and pray. Pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. In your son Jesus' name, Father, I petition my prayers to you. And Father, also I pray that you just empty me tonight and use me as your vessel. Empty me and fill me up. In the name of Jesus, Father, I petition my prayers. Amen. So, family, you got your Bibles? Let's go, okay? I tell you, family, it might not be easiest thing to do when we say doing the will of God and forgiving at all times. It might not be easy, but we know the forgiveness is for us. It's for us to be in right standing with our God. No God like him. Amen. And when you say forgiveness is vital, it's vital as the air we breathe, as our heart beats. Always say, if we have anything against anyone that we may have been victimized, we have been emotionally mistreated, as we may think, or we may have been engaged in some anger, injustice, or trauma, we are to be operating in a forgiving spirit. Say, in a forgiving spirit, when we walk and operate in a forgiving spirit, it elevates our mood. You be in a good mood because you have nothing on that inner conscience that's eating at you. Jesus. I tell you. And it enhances our optimism. You don't look at things as you used to. You're not looking at that person. You're not focused on wrongdoing. You have forgiven Amen, family. And it guards us. It guards us against anger and flare-ups. It keeps us settled. It settles down our stress, anxiety. If you have unforgiveness, you may have some anxiety. And it settles down. Some people have unforgiveness so long they can fall into a period of depression. Unforgiveness can work on us, family. Jesus. I tell you, when we go to Matthew 6:15, this is part of the Lord's Prayer. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. My God, family. We have unforgiveness in our spirit. We cannot be saying we're doing the will of God. We have to see how unforgiveness. It can weigh down on us. It can be heavy on our spirit. It can alter our life. I tell you, it feels great to know. When you know I'm forgiven because I forgive. I always say you forgive from the least to the greatest of trespasses. Some of us figure, if it's a big thing, I can't forgive. Amen. And family, now I'm going to give you a definition of family. Family is a group of one or two more parents and children. That's definition number one. Number two is all the descendants of a common ancestor. Number three, a group of related things. Amen. Like-mindedness. Pay attention, family. We all know definition number one, family from our parents and the children. Number two, the descendants of a common ancestor. No God like him. Amen. A group of related things. We family. We seeking God. We seeking Jesus. We are family. Amen, family. Family, let's go. Let's go now to Matthew. You have your Bibles. Let's go with me to Matthew. Matthew 12:46-50. This is Jesus speaking. He was still talking to the multitudes. Behold, his mother and brother stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the ones who told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? And he stretched out his hand toward the disciples and he said, here is my mother, my brothers. I always say, family, listen closely. Verse 50. He said, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and my mother. I said, my God, his family. Amen. That's his family. He said his mother, brother, sister. And we know who his father is. And that's doing the will of God. Always say, glory to glory. Praise be to God. Amen, family. And family in Mark, let's go to Mark. Mark 3, verses 13-14. Jesus went to the mountain, and he called to him those who he himself wanted. And they came to him, and he then appointed 12 that might be with him and that might send them out to preach Jesus. Now, family, I'm going to be paraphrasing. This is also, we're still in Mark 20-30. Now he was at the mountain side. And the cross were coming, and they were gathered. His own people, his blood family, were saying as he was preaching there, he was out of his mind. The scribes were saying he was possessed. But Jesus said, he was saying, I'm not possessed. And he said, how can evil work against evil? That house would not stand. But I need to bind up the strong man and clean the house out. Doing good, going against the evil. all sins will be forgiven, children of God, our Father. Amen, family. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness. The Holy Spirit, blasphemy, that's Jesus, God our Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, my God. That person has an unclean spirit, Jesus, and is subject to eternal condemnation, my God. When they told Jesus his mother's brothers were seeking him, Jesus said, these people sitting at my feet are my mother and my brother. Whoever does the will of God is my brother, sister, and mother. Which I always say family, that's family. Amen? God, I tell you, my God, being obedient to the word of God, always say his will, his way. That makes us family. He calls us family. His own family. His own family did his support system question. They questioned and doubted him. Sometimes we may have that in our family. But God calls us. And he wants us to let the Holy Spirit speak. That's why the Holy Spirit is so vital. And that's why we have to call on him and utilize the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said he was leaving us a helper, now we know why. He knew we was going to need help. I always said it's the Holy Spirit, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One. Jesus. That's why you can't blaspheme me, Jesus. I thank Jesus. I know you're thanking him too. We thank you, God, my Lord. I tell you, yes, God. He's our ultimate Father. When Jesus didn't come, when you think about it, when Jesus didn't come out of the house, he wasn't rejecting his mother, Mary, but it was the unbelief at that time. That's why I always say it's no doubting. I always say if we find our own selves in a smidge of doubt, we got to hurry up and go to the Father. Go to him in prayer to remove that undoubt. Oh, Jesus. Then, family, we have to stay in the loop of Christ Jesus. Have a family, a circle of influence. Keep seeking more of Jesus. Growing up in church, that was cool. But we all need to be like Apostle Paul. We all have to have that encounter. That's going to start us on our, as Pastor E says, our 720-degree turn, away from ourselves and back to Christ. Oh, Jesus. Seeking him to do his will. Oh, Jesus. And being obedient to his word. In the will of God, being obedient to his word, we are forgiven. We are his forgiven children. And family, our salvation is free. But we didn't inherit it. It's our choice, our decisions to commit to following Jesus, to having a relationship with him. I always say Jesus has time and takes time for each and every one of us personally. Thank you, Jesus. All of us on this line and all of us to come. I always say, family, we are family doing the will of God. Family is just not, when we speak of family, it's just not the blood family that our God has allowed us to be a part of. We're grateful. We're grateful for our families that he has allowed us to be with. But Jesus says, his brothers, his sisters, his mothers are those who does the will of the Father. Aren't we blessed? We're blessed. I'm claiming it. I'm blessed to have a huge family. And whatever he wants, what he wants is he wants his family. He wants us to move and operate in love. If we're not operating in love, God's not in us. In unity, as one family. I love what Pastor E's been teaching on wake up, get up. No one left behind. Nobody left behind. Amen. And family, we may not reach, sometimes it may be time, we can't reach our own close, immediate blood family for some reason or another. I always say, you don't have to keep there. Don't waste time. Don't bug them, but keep pressing. Keep sharing Jesus, because somebody somewhere needs Jesus right now. Don't give up on your family. We are all our relatives. We are family. Some take longer than others to give the Lord their yeses. Jesus. We didn't exactly, I'm going to point the finger at myself. I didn't exactly answer the call when we first heard him. Amen, family? I tell you, when our mothers and grandmothers, when they were sharing Jesus with us, amen. The opportunity, we all should have a personal relationship with Jesus. The opportunity is always available. All we have to do is access him and let him in. Thank you, Jesus. I praise him all the time. I tell you, I'm ready. All we have to tell him, Lord, I'm ready to submit. I'm tired of doing my way. My way didn't work. And I'd say, Lord, I'm ready to follow you. And Lord, I always say, no turning back. A lot of us want to quit when things get rough. No. You quit, it's going to only get worse. No matter what the enemy tries, I don't say he succeeds. What he tries to throw at us, he can try and attack our health, our finances. He can try and create problems. And the cares of the world. Sometimes I always say, Lord, I pray to him before I cut on the news. Because I know, Lord, you just going to dress me so I can be equipped for when I receive this news and know how to pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. But Lord Jesus, I tell you, I always say, I won't lose focus. I'm going to press through. We all have to be all in for Jesus. One God. Hallelujah. Family. Again, we say family is brothers and sisters and mothers doing the will of God. Amen? Family, you have to ask yourself, how many families do we know that are separated from one another over things in their lives that happened years ago? And some of them can't even remember what it was. I'll tell you, there has to be some sort of unforgiveness going on. My God, unforgiveness can tear families apart, blood families and kingdom families. Jesus said his family does the will of God. My God, family, there are so many minds out here running loose, doing their own thing and wondering why they're going through things. Things not working. Not speaking, unforgiving, backbiting about one another. Family, if we are not followers of Jesus, please believe the devil can get in us. And he can get in us, too, if we don't apply the power that works within us as family to push, I always say, push that reject button. Devil, you have no way up in here. I tell you, the devil, he will even send our blood family to attack us. I tell you, these are the times we have to ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Am I going to react in my flesh? Or am I going to be an imitator of Christ? I always say it's a lifestyle and it's a process. An everyday process to walk and operate in the spirit. our walk matching our talk. Because, yes, we're being watched. And in these times, they've been watched. Oh, people will say, why should they come to Jesus if they're looking at you and it's not doing you no good? It's from the inside out, family. You can look good, put on the makeup, the wig, and everything else, but it's the inside. The word of God works on the inside, Jesus. Yes, I always say, I have to call on the Holy Spirit. I call on him all the time. I tell you, I call on him so my flesh doesn't react. It's a battle. But when I shut down, the Lord always wins. Ooh, and I can stand the Spirit. I always say, but keep it in her mind. We have to keep our mind saying that I am an imitator and a child of Jesus. And what would Jesus do? I tell you, it keeps me grounded. It keeps me from going left. We all have been so close to going left. It's the flesh. But my God, family, unforgiveness, that it can be the root of all evil. They say money, but unforgiveness can too. Amen, family. Again, we go to Matthew 6:15. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. My God. My God, my God, family, that scripture there has my name all over it. I meditated on so much. Part of our Lord's Prayer. Unforgiving spirit. I was once walking around with one. But my God, I had to pray to the Lord. I cried out to him. Lord, if it be thy will that your wrath be upon the perpetrator and family, it was God's will. And family, with an unforgiving spirit, I was stuck. I was so stuck I couldn't go. I couldn't go any further in my relationship in Christ. And at that time, it was like the beginning. Beginning before the word was really taking root in my spirit. And I say, that time I was fragile. And it was a huge pill. But I had to cast it on the Lord. A lot of times we cast our cares on the Lord, but we bring them back. I had to cast it and learn to just leave it there. Because he says when we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Unforgiveness is the flesh. And also, family, vengefulness. Some people want to get even. Jesus, you better get God. I'm so glad I found Jesus, that he is mine and I am his. And I bet you are too. Amen, family. Because we know some of us be quick to react in the flesh. Pointing the finger at myself too. We all need Jesus, but we all have to want him. Want him directing our steps. Lord, just lead me and I'm going to follow you. Not man, not ourselves, and not the world. Jesus. It's called picking our cross, bearing our own cross. Thank you, Jesus. Always say leaving this world behind us. In the world and not of the world. You can shut everything off. When you stay focused on him, I don't care if bombs going off. You stay focused because you know whose you are. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I tell you, family. My God, family, we have work to do to grow God's family. Family, doing the will of God. I tell you, because there's some out here, they don't even know how to go about it. Being in his family. Introduce somebody to Jesus. Share Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are all relatives. Amen, family. And family, if you have your Bibles with me, we're going to go to Genesis 50, 15 through 21. I'm going to be paraphrasing this. This was after Jacob had died, Joseph's brother, his blood family, they had unforgiveness. And after the messenger sent word that their father had a commandment that before he died, he had told them, told his brothers to go there. This was when Joseph was sold. He was sold in slavery to the Egyptians. He was in prison. He was treated harshly before God placed him from the pit into Pharaoh's palace. But Joseph, when you think about it, Joseph has begun his forgiveness in his heart when he sent his brothers sacks back for grain in that time of that deep famine. Family, we can't question when things happen. We have to remember that all things work out for good for those who love God. Jesus. A family that stays together, praise together. Amen, family. You see how God uses situations and circumstances to turn things around. Joseph could have chosen, that I'm just going to live, I'm going to operate in the spirit of forgiveness, but he didn't. I'll tell you, for being separated from his blood family, but God, this is all we always say, but God. In God, we are never without. We are never without family doing his will, being obedient to his word, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. If we don't love our neighbors as we love ourselves, some of us may not love ourselves. Being imitators of Jesus. That's not Christ-like. What would Jesus do? Oh, Jesus. I pray to our Father for all families to first seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. One of my favorite scriptures. I have some base scriptures. I love his word, but I do have some base scriptures. Because I admit I was wrong. I was thinking as just growing up, gotta get this money, gotta get these things, material things. And it wasn't doing nothing for my internal, just looking good, physical on the outside, sleeping good, rolling good. Mm-mm. I tell you, we all have to admit, I had it backwards. But I always say, I know now. Family, we serve a miraculous God. Nothing, when people say mysterious, ain't nothing mysterious about him. You say mysterious, you must not know him. He's still doing miracles. He's still doing miracles, same as the woman with the blood issue. He's still doing miracles, restoring sight. Trust in God. He loves all his children. Oh, Jesus. And I tell you, he loves it as the head. He's the head of our family. And as the head of our family, he disciplines his children, too. Disciplines us. Amen. Sometimes we be wondering why this and that not going right. You have to ask ourselves, Father, am I in a disciplining stage? Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. Only one God, family. I tell you, family, God, he has a purpose for us. The call to obedience within our relationship with him, following his word. The plan and purpose of the family is to prepare individuals for a spirit-led life, spirit-led, to reach others, to know that we are family, to enable us to give ourselves in loving service. Don't do nothing grudgingly. And also, family, self-care. We have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves to be able to care for others. Some of us may have neighbors that need a little help. When was the last time we called on them? When was the last time we called to see if people shut in this COVID time? When was the last time, family? God wants us to look after and care and love one another. He said, we are brothers, sisters, yes, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. I tell you, if my family, I mean my blood family, my now network family, and you guys, my family on the line, if you guys called me or text me, call me, because some of us don't like text. Yes. But if you call me, we'll be right there, because that's family. And it's a beautiful thing to be family, doing our Father's will, being close-knit, cohesiveness, as members of one body, one God, of Christ. I always say, no matter where we are, we're with one God and one Spirit. And I tell you, we should be adding to the family as they were, daily, sharing Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm so enjoying Pastor E. He's mentoring Minister Jeremiah and Pastor Brian, because it's great to see younger generations seeking the face of God. I mean, I am so humbled and grateful and thankful for being in God's family, a family for life. I truly believe that families that are separated and haven't spoken years, I believe they would be together if they were doing the will of God. As Jesus says, His brothers, His sisters, and His mothers are those doing God's will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, family, you see families doing the will of God. You can't do the will of God with unforgiveness. We read the Lord's Prayer. We can't skip over that. Forgiving one another. We have unforgiveness anywhere. We have unforgiveness in our blood family and unforgiveness in our kingdom family. We can't say, claim we're doing the will of God. Oh, Jesus. But, family, I just pray that we continue to serve God with a clean heart, happy to be of service, happy to help our brothers and sisters. Happy, amen. Family, at this time, that is my word, our word for the night. All glory be to God. Praise God. Say one God. Nothing mysterious about Him. He is miraculous. And it feels good just to do His will. Just to please Him. Just to give Him all the glory. We take no glory for nothing. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, family. Praise be to God. Being obedient to the word of God. Doing the will of God. God, we have forgiveness. In God doing His will, we have forgiveness. We can go to our Lord for anything and pray to Him for His own forgiveness. But blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Good evening, family.
Good evening, family.
Beautiful family. Praise be to God.
Spectacular family.
Praise be to God. You know, praise be to God for His word. Praise be to God for His son.
Well, forgiveness
praise
is that thing. And what a way to remind us of the kind of where we need to stay. I was just, when you were ministering, I was like, wow, we need to do a month-long series of everyone that we're connected to about forgiveness, because it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's just not a one-time message. It's not even a one-time lesson. It's not
it's
even a
constant.
One-time experience. It's constant.
Yeah.
I mean,
constant.
You know, I experience it daily where I'm steadily forgiving myself and thinking
yeah.
about did I really let go of that and really, you know, taking full account of my own issues and things like that. So
yes.
What a word. I hope
right.
everybody out there has been encouraged that this isn't just a preach
praise
word.
God.
This is a living
yes.
word. That this isn't just a broadcast word. This is a living word. This isn't just a sermon. This is a living word, and
living
Pastor
word.
Terry has done such a great word tonight. If you've been touched, if you want to reach out to the woman of God tonight, go ahead, dial one, coming to the broadcast. What's the word on Women Speak Now with Pastor Terry? My sister, you always impress. You continually show that you're diligent in your study, and that you're constant. And so we applaud you in the spirit, and we're just thankful.
Thank you.
To see, you know, just like I was saying about Jeremiah. Now, you know, as I see some of your comments about Jeremiah's hands on, and I think we're getting ready to see.
I see
how fast it can really work when you're right there.
Yes, indeed.
And how long it can still work. It may take a little bit longer because, I mean, the majority of our time has been online, and you've been consistent
at
it. But see how fast it works when you're right here?
Yes, hands-on. That's what
Jesus,
it
hands-on.
Hands-on orientation. You go in and do your orientation. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Evangelist Virginia
too.
Valentine, come on in. What's the word with women?
What's
the word on Women Speak Now?
What's the
word?
Hey,
Vandalus.
Hey, prophet, pastor.
Oh, come on.
I love you, family.
A beautiful family.
Praise
God.
Pastor Terry.
Yes.
I want to give you a shout out, my sister. It was several things that you were saying that dropped in my spirit. You talked about unforgiveness. And you know the word unforgiveness? We can hold unforgiveness in our heart.
Yes.
And let me tell you what that does. That word unforgiveness, it would cause you, or it would have you to feel make you feel like you want to give up and throw in the towel. We
anxiety, depression.
Yes, we cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart. We cannot do that. And we're born again believers. We cannot do it. But
there are some
that do hold unforgiveness in their heart. They don't want to apologize. They don't want to
forgive. And you know what? Evangelist, this is why Pastor E said unforgiveness, we should keep that. That should be in the forefront all the time because some things may be small and you haven't forgiven a person for. It's not just the big things. It can be from the least to the major. So unforgiveness is a something.
Okay, since she dipped into this, let's go this far. It can be even somebody you're trying to help.
Yeah.
And they're still in their past, they're still in their thing, and we get little attitudes. That's unforgiveness. I'm talking about being so free that we accept everybody as they are. Now, when somebody doesn't do the right thing, you can't continue to enable them by saying, all right, you got another chance. You got to hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we'll get a little attitude with someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another form of unforgiveness. Now, we got to go deep. If we're really going to go deep about forgiving and unforgiveness, you know,
giving.
And this is one of my favorite teachings on it is the word ought. And Mark talked about if you have any ought against anyone, ought is like somebody who you don't even know them and they jumped in the line in front of you at the grocery store and you got an irritation. That's ought. Somebody who you don't know that hurt somebody else that you do know, and it really didn't affect you, but because it affects somebody that you care about, you got ought. See, he said if you have ought against anyone, forgive.
Yes.
So your Father in heaven may forgive you.
Well,
but,
praise God.
But,
and one more thing to Terry. I have something to share. Vincent, you talked about the will of the Father.
Yes.
When Jesus came down here to earth, he said he didn't come here to do what he wanted. He didn't come to do what
but
he wanted.
But to do the
to
will.
Do. But to do the will of his Father that sent him.
He said he was always about his Father's business. That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He only said what his Father said. He only did what his Father, he saw his Father do. He was doing
and
the will of
And we're to be imitators of Jesus. And we're to be imitators of Christ.
implicated our needs and do what Jesus did.
Right.
I came to do the will of Jesus.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I came to do the will of Jesus. And
yes,
it's something
sir.
Else
even,
I want to say, but get off the line. You mentioned the word miraculous. Miraculous.
Yes.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other night. I'm going to have to share this. Her daughter in her 30s, to find out she had cancer. They buried her on Saturday. But she was sharing some things with me. And she said, oh, Evangelist Virginia, God worked in mysterious ways.
No.
And I said, wait, hold that thought for a minute. I said, no, he doesn't. He don't work
miracle.
In mysterious ways. He work in miraculous ways. Hallelujah.
But you know what, Evangelist, that started from years ago. They were just saying that. But when you go through the Word of God and you've seen all the miracles, and he's still doing miracles now.
Yes,
so
he is.
That was an old lifestyle that was passed on from the church buildings to the church building. So we have to break that thought out of the mind. He's the miraculous God. Yes.
But see, that goes to show you, even the evangelist has been listening to me, because I've been saying that since y'all knew me. We don't serve a mysterious God. We serve a
miraculous
God. We start to talk like y'all. You better watch out.
But you know, the word confirms it too. He was working miracles throughout it.
He's a miracle worker.
So I believe in miracles. You know, I believe in our God. So
praise God. I believe in miracles. You know why? Because I believe in me.
Yes.
I believe in you. You're the miracle.
And you're talking to me. I'm a miracle.
We having a miracle conversation right now. Is anybody out there would like to tag in? We got a couple more minutes left before we end the conversation here on What's the Word with Pastor Terry. Dial 1. Get in the conversation.
Yes,
you're the miracle worker too, but don't be silent.
That's right. Amen.
Let it be
praise
known.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, Evangelist. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Love you and thank God for you. Thank
you
for tuning in,
you,
Evangelist.
Sister. I love you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we definitely have people online. I think everybody, I knew sis had to come in. Come on, Minister Rosalind, come on in. What's the word here with Pastor Terry?
What's the word? What's the word, sis? You know you about the word, sis. This is a word that, we could talk on this from now on, because I tell you, you know, sometimes we think we are forgiven people. And like, Pastor, you just called it odd, you know, but I call it, I'm going to give you a pass. But, hey, you know, sometimes we... We give each other passes, but, you know, then we still may harbor some ill feelings, and that's not true forgiveness, okay? I'm just saying that, hey, I know I have to every day, you know, try to make sure that I'm truly forgiving people. If
that's
I feel
right.
I've been offended, you know, I can forgive easily when I feel that I've been offended. But when it comes to my family that I love so dearly, you know, I have to really pray hard when I feel like someone has wronged a family member. And you know, this is where we all really wrestle, and we all really have to pray and realize that when we talk about family, we're not just talking about our immediate blood family. We're talking about all of us. We're all one family of God
family.
So when we remember that, then we can do a little bit better and give each other we can actually forgive each other. And realize that, you know, we're all here trying to do God's will, and we just have to keep praying and keep loving each other no matter what.
Yes, right.
So, sis,
that was
an awesome word.
In the spirit.
And we can, like I said, we can talk on it from now on, because it's a daily challenge for all of us.
Yes, right.
And thank you. Thank you so much. Amen, family. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you more. Yeah. Love you more.
Amen. No, can't. I love you more.
So, Pastor Terry, let me give you an illustration, because your word was right on time. Okay, so today, you know, Minister Jeremiah, he went and they're celebrating his mother's birthday, so he's not here right now.
God.
I'm by myself. Okay, so I'm working, doing things in the office, and then all of a sudden at the corner they had a home going, and when I came in, there was people all in front of the off my office, all in the driveway, all parked
everywhere.
I had to ask to be let in my own driveway and all that. So you already know I had a little attitude. Okay. So I came in, I sat down, and I was really like kind of perturbed because then they sitting on the threshold of my office rolling weed. Now, weed is legal out here. You can't call the police to say that, but it was just the fact that then they lit it, and now the smoke is coming through the door.
My God.
I had some art. I had some art.
That's one of them. What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? I had some art in me. I was like, wait a minute. I got up and I went to the door. And before I got to the door, God said, what about if that was you out there? I said,
yes, let it go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So I opened the door. No. Watch this. Now, there's not all. You don't always got to give in. Art doesn't mean you got to give in your principles, but art means you got to show some mercy. So instead of saying, hey, man, don't be out here rolling weed out here, smoke. I said, hey, bro, check this out. This little area over here is mine. Could y'all move over there with that? I understand y'all are going through something right now. I know you got family coming around. Y'all drinking. You lost somebody in your home. But could you guys just move over here on the side? Now, I don't normally allow people in here, but you guys can go back there and do what you do. Can you just move from in front of, because the smell is coming
right in?
They all looked at me with a look of joy and said, no problem.
See?
We didn't even think about it.
No problem. See?
Now,
see?
I had art in the beginning. So somebody out there listening to me right now is going to help you, because it doesn't mean you're not going to get it. But how do you respond to it is the biggest thing. Now, my first reaction, as soon as I opened that door, my art was going to probably cause some problems. But listening to God, I was able to go out. See, now you're trying to be proactive and not reactive. And I thought about it, and I said, what if it was me?
Yes.
Somebody out there needs to hear this tonight, is that when you're dealing with unforgiveness, the first question you should always ask is, what if it was me?
What if it was me? That's good. That's good right there.
And I was able to now, I was able to calm the situation. They continue to do what they were doing. There's bottles and cans out there that I'm about to go pick up and sweep up. But guess what? I don't have no art in my heart.
Praise God.
I don't have no art in my heart. But the principle of it was that I could have, and I had the right to.
Yes, but you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I had
Thank
to share that because
Spirit.
As soon as you start talking about unforgiveness, that whole scene replayed. And I'm talking about over 100 people on my sidewalk.
Yes.
It is everybody's drinking and smoking. Now it's a church at the corner. There's a church at the corner. They wasn't in the church. They came down here. So then as they were cleaning up, they cleaned up my area. And I said,
they're not going to smoke it close to the church.
I had to let them down softly because I shared with them. I said, now, you're in the sanctuary number 2 over here. They looked at me like, what? I said, well, I'm a pastor and my church is outside. And I showed them the back and they all of a sudden looked at me differently.
Ooh, see, that's why they
I said, see, you left one church to come to another church and do the other thing, but you didn't know you was at the church.
But you know what, Pastor E? That's just that. They learned something.
Yes, they did. The church don't always look like a building.
That's right. And the church.
The lady said to me, Pastor Terry, she said, wow, I would have never known. And I said, well, you know now. Here's my card. Come back Sunday at 10 a.m. for 1 hour and have some Now Church California.
Oh, praise
Thank
God.
You so much, Pastor. You blessed us tonight. I've been encouraged.
Oh, praise
I wanted
God.
To wait to the end to share that because when you started ministering it and I heard forgiveness, I said, Lord, thank you for celebrating. No, he was actually patting me on the back through your word tonight that I actually worked it out all the way.
Glory,
I didn't go left field not
glory
once.
Glory to our God. Glory to our God. All glory to him. Amen.
Go ahead and pray us out of here. If there's any announcements you have, we will be live Friday morning. What's the word? I mean, what's the word?
Wake up, get up, move. And
no, wait a minute.
Move in your purpose.
Wait a minute. We're going to have what's the word on wake up right now.
Wake
up, get up, move in your purpose, 9 a.m. Friday morning.
Yes, amen. 11 a.m. and 12 your time. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I humbly come to you again to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for using me as a vessel that I could share this word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we be obedient
thank
to your
you,
word,
Jesus.
To your word, Father, that we continue to do your will, Father, as you have called us to. Father, I pray that we have forgiveness in our heart, Father, because we know that unforgiveness, Father, is not in the will of God and family in our family. Father God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I pray that we forgive as Joseph forgave his brother. Father God, I pray in your
help
son
us, Jesus'
name. Father, help us, Lord. We need
help,
help
us,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, for being a forgiving Father, for forgiving us of our trespasses and allowing us, Father, to remain in your family.
Yes,
in your
Jesus.
Son Jesus' name, I pray that we leave here in peace. The peace, Father,
perfect.
Through your Son that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Love you guys.
Amen. Love you all too.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving. I'm forgiving. Been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause I let it be nothing, it becomes it. I
love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him up, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were just what I do. I do. You remember I do No one can show you all. Oh, we got you covered. Let's just burn it all. That's what makes me love him. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and tell him how I feel in my heart. I let him know.
I love.
You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him.